欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信关注公众号安夏说英语，可以关注到其他的节目哦。今天请来聊聊如何在争吵的时候不伤感情呢？感情好的情侣从来都不吵架吗？但实际上恰恰是相反的。实际上如果吵架的方式正确，你们的感情还会因此而升温哦。但如何能够做到这样子呢？ Don't sweat the details， 不要仔细琢磨细节。Arguments help you figure out what you are actually fighting about. An invaluable lesson. When you delete the details of an argument, you quickly realize it wasn't about being on the phone too much, spending too much time with friends, or picking up around the house. It's about not feeling seen and heard, not feeling cared for.Feeling taken advantage of. It is practice not to get caught up in the details of an argument. But if you stop to feel rather than think, you can address the underlying issues and stop having the same fights with different details over and over again. 争论能够帮助你弄明白自己在吵什么，这是一个宝贵的教训。当忽略争吵的细节时，你会很快意识到你们争吵的原因根本就不是因为玩手机太多，和好朋友相处的时间太久，或是没有收拾屋子，而是因为感觉另外一半不听自己说话，不看自己，不关心自己，或者感觉自己被利用了。不限于争吵的细节是需要练习的。如果你不再凭感受，而是去思考，那么你就能解决潜在的问题，并停止一次又一次细节不同的相同争吵。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 也欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。